This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday. Woohoo! And we hope that you're enjoying your day, whether it's morning, afternoon, or night. And we're so happy that you've taken time to be with us on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And we got a great topic for Friday, I think.
Some of you are going to be able to relate to it.
Yes.
Especially those who may have been in car accidents.
Mm-hmm.
So, Teresa, why don't you let them know what it is?
Well, the topic is, did you get what you prayed for? And we're taking this from 1 John 5:14 through 15, which says, and we are sure of this, that he will listen to us when we ask him for anything in line with his will. I'm going to go back to that, you guys. Anything in line with his will. And if we really know he's listening when we talk to him and make a request, then we can be sure that he'll answer us.
Mm-hmm.
So the key here in those two verses is what I want to reiterate. Anything in line with his will.
His will, not yours.
Yeah, how many times have you prayed and thought, what's up with this? I'm just not getting an answer. Maybe sometimes that is your answer, but
yeah.
A lot of times when you're praying and you're just for sure thinking that you're praying in God's will, maybe you weren't.
Yeah.
And that's the key phrase, again, is I'm going to say one more time, praying according to God's will. So the story that I want to talk about in this is January 15th. I was driving. It was no big deal day. I wasn't in a hurry. I wasn't on the phone. Sometimes I wish I could say I was. It might make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
I was just driving my car. I had my dog with me on his green pajamas. And we were actually headed to the post office because we had changed our mission statement for the ministry. And I was trying to get the documents in the mail. I was so relieved that we got them done anyway. And again, no big deal. Just an everyday occurrence. And so I reached down to get my water in this green Starbucks cup, and that's the last thing I remember. It's like a freeze frame in my head. So the next thing I know, I come to, and I'm going the opposite direction, which is east, as I had been heading north on this particular highway where we live. I came to, and the left side of my head was just pounding. I looked up, and there was an ambulance and a policeman and a fire truck, and they told me I had been in a wreck, and I don't remember a thing about it. So I came to, and they started to say to me, Mrs. Neil, we want you to go to the hospital. You've been in a wreck, but you're asking us the same question three times now. And I said, okay, what's that question? And he said, if everybody else is okay. And I thought, okay, I'm going to ask, is everybody else okay? And they said, well, he's going to the hospital too. So if that doesn't help you come to, nothing else will. And so I didn't want to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I'd only been in the hospital as a visitor. And this was certainly not what I had in mind for that day. And so I started kind of getting my wits about me. And I said, well, I don't really want to go to the hospital. Well, the phone rang, and it was Scott, and he'd been trying to reach me during this time when the wreck was taking place. The policeman got on the phone and said, Mr. Neil, we need to take your wife to the hospital. She's been in a wreck, but she won't make a decision whether or not to go. And what was it you said?
I said, well, that's not anything out of the ordinary about making a decision. I said, but yes, I want my wife taken to the hospital.
So,
and my dog.
Yes. And so I'm like, what are we going to do with my dog? And they said, take him with you. So we get out of the car, which, by the way, was totaled. And when it was all said and done, and I'm take my dog in his green pajamas, and we get into the ambulance, and we go to the hospital and go into the emergency room, and there we all are. And by that time, people started to get there because Scott was calling people like crazy, and we had the dog still had on his green pajamas, and just took it all in and realized, wow, this really happened. And so they did a scan of my brain, and everything was normal. Don't say anything. Everything was normal. And so they let me go home. And so that's when kind of the journey began, because I thought, I have no answers to this. Because if you look at my car, the damage started on the passenger side of the front of the car, wrapped around to my side, stopped at my door, picked up again at the passenger side, and stopped at the back, you know, of the SUV behind the passenger, you know, where the lift gate was, at the very back, mm-hmm. back taillight. That was an amazing thing to see.
It was demolished.
Because it's like, wow.
Except everything except her car door, yeah. You know, on the driver's side. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's God's grace there, man. I'm telling you, you know, 8 inches closer, you know.
Yeah.
I may be doing this podcast by myself.
Well, thankfully
thank
not.
Thank God, you know. I just saw that and I said, man, thank you, Lord.
But there
know?
Were so many mixed emotions that I had, thinking how quickly things happen, how, you know, the enemy was in that. I just think how God's hand is on us all the time. Mm-hmm. When he lifts it off, you know, for reasons. It's, you know, like when at the end times, all of that just began to come to life for me. And so as time went by and I didn't have any answers, that was a real a deepening with me in the Lord, especially
so
in the Word. And I know that's what I was going to say. I mean, that's exactly what I have been praying for. I had told the Lord before this wreck, I was wanting to go to a deeper level with him. Now, that sounds kind of mean. And you want to point the finger to God and go, so is that why you had your wreck? No. I mean, I probably didn't need to be, you know, reaching for my water, which because of all the tests and everything that I have had since the CAT scanners don't show anything. We just decided that I just didn't look back up and ran the light. And that's, I hit this other man.
Yeah, but he used that situation.
Yeah.
To take you deeper.
He did. And so I'm grateful that he saved my life. For sure. Mm-hmm. But I look at that and realize, okay, what was I praying for? Which is why we titled this, Did You Get What You Prayed For? Well, did I go deeper with the Lord? Mm-hmm. Yes. My devotional time with him and my awareness of him and my time in the Word with him is so much richer and deeper and fuller than it was before then. It was terrible. I couldn't drive for 3 months. They had me kind of under observation. But now that I look back on it, what a sweet time that's been for me to just have him reveal himself so much to me, especially in the Word and just in life. So that's where this is coming from. Watch what you pray for. You hear that saying, you might get it. We wanted to call it, Did You Get What You Prayed For? And my answer is yes, and I'm okay with it. Yes. At the time, I didn't understand, but when he brought it to my mind, what were you praying for? So, you know, there's some people out there that can find things in the Word of God and just start praying, God, I see this in here, and I want this. And then they get it. And some people, you know, learn the hard way. In some cases, I have. Mm-hmm. But God will work through all of our situations. And the point to the Scripture is, was I praying in God's will, like the verse says? I was, of course, praying God's will, because God does want me to go deeper with him. God does want me to get to know him deeper. So if you, again, read that scripture, anything according to his will, not only does he hear us, but he answers. And that's the key, that's the buzzword in that verse. We've got to be praying in his will. Mm-hmm. And when we determine what his will is, we can find confidence in knowing he's going to answer us. Did he want me to go deeper with him when I was praying? God, I want to go deeper with you before this happened. I was praying in his will. Did I know, you know, something like this was going to happen? No. And again, does that mean that God did that? No. But it was a situation where I was able to go deeper with him. Yeah. Now, we've since gotten another car, and that's a whole nother podcast, the way that worked out and the people that were involved in that. It's a beautiful story. But, people, I just want to remind you, when you pray, don't blame God when your prayers don't answer. Ask yourself, take responsibility. Is this prayer I'm praying in God's will? That's where we need to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants us to pray things in his will. Not just all the time the things that we want. Maybe you have a drug addiction. Maybe you have an addiction to pornography. Maybe you continue to get into wrong relationships. The list goes on and on. Maybe you have a bad temper, a problem with anger. Mm-hmm. And you start praying for God to help you and deliver you from those things. Do you think you're praying in his will? Yes, that you're definitely praying in God's will. And that's where our confidence comes from in our prayers. And you say, well, I don't know if I'm praying God's will or not. Well, when you got a request, bring it before him. God, not my will, but yours be done. Just like Jesus did in the garden.
You know, and people, some people may not understand, you know, what is it? How do I know it's God's will? How do I know I'm praying in God's will? Well, just know this. Praying in God's will is if it glorifies him. That's God's will. Okay, when you pray a prayer, does it glorify him? If it glorifies him, it's in his will. If it doesn't glorify him, it's not in his will. And so that's a pretty, you know, if you want to kind of put a definition or a meaning to that, that's really kind of what that is. And so whenever you are praying to him, you know, when you're praying, you're just you know, ask the Holy Spirit to ask you, just you know, answer you. Am I praying in God's will? Am I glorifying him by what I just asked?
And ask some people that you believe in,
yeah.
that you know hear from God, that are walking the walk, say, I'm praying this prayer. What do you think?
Yeah.
I've been mulling this thing around in my head all this time. And they say, yeah, you know, go on and pray it, but you never know how you're going to get the answer.
That's right.
You never know how. God knows all of us individually and knows what it's going to take to get our attention. He knows you better than you know yourself. So,
right.
How desperate are you?
That's right. You know what, honey? Some people may not know about God's will because they've never given their heart to him. And that's the first step, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. When they genuinely
yes.
give their heart to him.
If you've never done that, man, we want you to do that right now. Jesus wants you to do that right now. You ought to want that for yourself. And maybe you thought you did, and you wandered off. And you've come back, and you want to come back. This time you're going to give him your heart. Genuinely give him your heart. So if you would, please pray this prayer, you know, on Friday, and know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I ask you, please forgive me of all my sins. Lord, I want to know your will. I want to know your love. Thank you for being my Savior. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. You know, this has been a great podcast.
Yes.
It really has. I enjoyed listening to your story. And I know everyone around the world did too. Even though we're going to give a big old shout out to all those people in Saudi Arabia who are listening and all around the world. We appreciate you. If you prayed this prayer of salvation, just take a few seconds. Go to our email at info@livingitup.org. Let us know. Mm-hmm. We want to be praying for you. We pray for all y'all anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just gave your life to him, we really want to lift you up to Jesus. And today's Friday, you know, here in America. So, you know, wherever you are, start praying about a church to attend, and when you do attend, ask them if they have a mentorship program or a discipleship program. Maybe somebody could walk with you, at least for the first year, during this awesome, unbelievable, miraculous journey with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, have a wonderful weekend,
mm-hmm.
and until we talk to you again on Monday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.